So in this lesson, we'll have a look at what factors affect that valuation multiplier. Things like the KPIs we went through in Module 10. So churn, the lifetime value of the customer, the cost of acquiring a customer, your revenue streams, how much of your revenue is made up in monthly recurring revenue, how much is annual, and how much is lifetime that you've already taken and that they're going to have to support going forward. And then we've got the profit margin in the business, how old the business is, how established it is. Typically, you need to have at least 2 years under your belt to give buyers confidence that it's not just a fly-by-night business. Then the actual niche or market that you're in, is that trending up? Is it emerging? Is it stable or is it in fact declining? And then the actual business growth trend. So is your user base increasing? Is the monthly profit increasing? And then we've got the owner involvement and transferability. So is there a huge reliance on you as the owner, or is everything reasonably easy to transfer over to a team? Is the code documented? Do you have standard operating procedures? How difficult would a migration be? And then they'll also consider, are there any untapped acquisition channels? Maybe you're not using affiliate partnerships. Maybe you're not doing paid ads as yet. Does your traffic all come from one source? What would happen if that source was shut down? Is the market saturated? Are there lots of existing competitors or new ones entering the market? How good is your value proposition for your user base? And what assets are included in the sale? Obviously, you'll be selling the software, but maybe you'll also be including other assets such as an email list, the Facebook groups, social media channels, YouTube channel. They'll want to know all the numbers on those. And in my case, I also included the Merch by Amazon and KDP Amazon accounts such that the new buyers would be able to test out updates to the software and wouldn't rely on them having these accounts already because it can be quite difficult to come by. So again, with those who want to know all the details, so in my case, how many sales are made on that merch account, across what designs, where are those designs from, do you have the licensing for those, etc. So they really will take a deep dive and look into all of that. So those are just some of the factors that will affect that multiple, and there's many, many more that go into that, so don't be surprised if you get different multiples from different brokers. Okay, that's it for this lesson, and in the next one, we'll take a look at some pre-sale optimization strategies to make sure you get the most money that you can for your Chrome extension business. I'll see you in the next lesson.